Well, Memorial Day weekend is just upon us, and usually that would mean a trip to the wine country or Southern California or Lake Tahoe, for example. What are resort areas doing this Memorial Day weekend with so many restrictions still in place due to the coronavirus pandemic? And to get an idea of that, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and check in with Joe Irvin, South Lake Tahoe City Manager. Thanks so much for being with us. I read a post that you put up recently on Twitter, and you bemoan the fact that you can't welcome visitors this weekend.
Yes, Jeff. South Lake Tahoe is still following the orders of the stay-at-home order from Governor Gavin Newsom, and well, we were having some conversations months ago about second homeowners coming to town. Second homeowners are welcome to visit their homes now without the risk of facing and receiving fines for violating any orders. But the non-essential travel ban as part of the governor's stay-at-home order is still in place.
You know, a lot of Bay Area folks, of course, go to Tahoe. Tahoe's a big place. It's a bunch of different counties. It sounds like there is a variance about what is allowed depending on what part of the lake you go to. Does that concern you?
There is. That's a great question. I mean, South Lake or Lake Tahoe is divided by two states. There are definitely some inconsistencies in what's allowed in Nevada versus what's allowed in California. We are trying our best to work in an education format so we can help businesses understand what the rules are in our jurisdiction and provide them to the links on state websites that provide them with guidance to open in a safe manner. Dine-in restaurants are currently allowed to be operational, and they are. Retail shops are open. So businesses are getting up and running and putting in measures to be safe at this time.
From what I've read, there were some hefty fines being handed out recently, $1,000 a pop for those who weren't complying with the shelter-in-place orders. Is that still continuing?
We implemented the $1,000 administrative fine process as a tool to help regulate those that were breaking the rules related to the shelter-in-place order from the governor. Since that took place, there has only been four that were issued. Our police department has been working diligently on the education before enforcement and issuance of a fine approach.
You're going to put the welcome sign out again when you get the permission. Do you have any sense, have you had any conversation with the casinos there about how they're going to go about reopening?
Well, those are on the Nevada side, I can't really speak for how Douglas County or the state of Nevada is going to work to reopen that. I did read some, they're putting protocols in place that would make them submit plans to receive approval and open in a thoughtful manner. But much more than that, I don't have the details at this time.
All right. So, well, Mr. Irvin, thanks so much for making some time for us. We wish you a wonderful holiday weekend. For those of you who are able to enjoy it there, that's Joe Irvin, South Lake Tahoe City Manager.